Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joy speaking, and how may I assist you?
I'd like to know why you're taking $56.95 out of my account.
May I start off by getting your zip code, please, ma'am?
04757.
I thank you for that. And that first and last name, please?
Lockhart is the last name. Lockhart. First name is Terry, Terri.
And give me 1 second while I locate an account associated with you, please, ma'am.
Thank you.
And you said that zip code was 04757?
Yes.
All righty. I'm not locating an account associated with you under that at the present time. Could it be billed under another zip code?
It shouldn't be.
Do you have the last?
04769.
Okay, give me 1 second. It's 04769. And you said your first and last name was Terry Lockhart?
Yes.
Okay, and for security purposes, can you verify your address?
Well, my billing address is P.O. Box 558, Mapleton, Maine. That's
physical
the card
address.
That's associated. That's what the card is associated with.
Okay. Do you have a physical address?
9 Federal Street?
Yes, ma'am. I did pull you up under that physical address. And I do see that you actually placed an order shipping and handling on February the 7th to receive, and it's called a tracker tag.
They've already billed me. I just keep getting the same bill over
yes.
and over and over.
Yes, ma'am. What this item was, it was a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store.
Whoa, 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 whoa. There was nothing mentioned in that, in any of that, about
yes.
joining anything.
Yes, ma'am. It is stated in the terms and condition. You have to scroll
where?
Down.
Where? You scroll down to where?
Yes,
China?
Ma'am.
No, 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 no. You take me off that, and I'm blocking my card. I don't want no membership in anything. Christ, I can't even afford to heat my house right now.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second, and I can't get
I'm
you
sorry.
Counseled
I know
out of that.
It's not you, but those people are scams.
I can get that canceled for you. Give me 1 second.
I would appreciate it very much because
no problem.
I keep seeing it going, and it keeps going, and it keeps $59 a month or $56 a month. I don't think so.
All righty.
Buys a lot of heating oil when you're freezing, you know.
Yes, I do understand that. Well, I've gotten you canceled out of that. You won't be billed anything further on there. I do
now,
have
what
a
about
cancellation
today's?
Order number for you. Did they just recently,
today's?
They recently billed you? They actually billed you today? On the 13th,
today.
Just today. Well, what I can
well,
do...
Well, I didn't get it till today, so it didn't
okay.
show up till today.
Okay.
Will that be canceled?
I can actually do a one-time courtesy refund on that, okay?
Can you please... Oh,
would
God
be,
love you.
And it would take 3 to 5 business days for it to actually show back up in the account, okay?
I appreciate it.
You're
I don't
more
have
than
any
welcome.
Others out there, I hope.
No, ma'am, you're canceled out of that. You won't be billed any further on it. And I do
have
the cancellation number for you if you'd like to take that down, okay?
Okay.
All righty.
Go ahead.
That will be C as in Charlie. That's
Charlie.
259-280-902.
902. And just when you thought you could trust UPS or FedEx to help you out
yes,
a little
ma'am.
Bit, you know.
Yes,
because
ma'am.
That's where that came from, right there.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep. So I guess I won't be trusting them anymore, will I?
Yeah, well, you're completely counseled, and you won't have to worry about any more billing on that, okay?
Oh, thank you, my dear.
You're welcome. I appreciate your help. And I thank you for
calling
customer service, and you do have a great day here.
I appreciate you understanding and being so kind, because I wasn't very nice at the beginning.
That's okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All righty. And thank you. And bye-bye.
But have a great day. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Did you need me to help you with something else, ma'am?